It's been 2 seconds!
Hello, my name is Hayden.
And my name is Heather.
And today, we're going to be talking about immigration. Before we get into discussing the topic, we need to address the facts. All of our statistics and facts are coming from a fact sheet from the American Immigration Council, published in 2016. Most immigrants coming to America come to escape their past or current prosecutions, to escape violence, or to find better living and working conditions.
They also come over for better health care, better education, to escape poverty, and more opportunities for children over here, and overall in better life.
Not only is getting to the U.S. difficult, but what immigrants face afterwards can sometimes be even harder.
Immigrants face a ton of challenges when it comes to moving to the USA, such as language and communication. Most of them cannot speak English and have a difficult time in everyday tasks. Parents struggle with raising their children in an unfamiliar culture with unfamiliar education. They also have problems trying to secure a steady job and a place to live.
The U.S. has many immigration laws currently that can be quite confusing at first glance. To summarize, there are 3 major categories for immigration laws: family-based immigration, employment-based immigration, and refugees and asylees. Family-based immigration allows U.S. citizens to admit certain family members to the U.S. They can be immediate relatives or family preferences. Although U.S. citizens can admit family members, the members must meet certain requirements. They have certain criteria to meet, and only a certain amount of family members per family can be admitted.
Employment-based immigration is a little more confusing. Immigrants with valuable skills can come to the U.S. permanently or temporarily based off their skills. If an immigrant comes temporarily, they must work for the company for a certain number of years, and depending on the job, they can bring dependents or other people with them. After their classification expires or they are fired, they must leave the U.S. Permanent employment-based immigrants must also have certain skills. However, less than 140,000 immigrants are allowed to come based on jobs including their family. To summarize, immigrants that come over for jobs must have certain skills and continue working, or else they will be sent back to their country. Only 7% of a country's population can migrate to the U.S. for work.
Refugees apply from whatever transition country they are staying at, and oftentimes are in danger within their own country. The president ultimately decides the amount of refugees that are permitted in America. And although the number dropped directly after 9/11, the number is rising back up at a steady pace. What the president looks for as far as requirements to enter America include skills of the individual, groups they're a part of, potential risks of allowance, and the possibility of family members within the U.S. Asylees follow the same criteria, but they are people already stationed in the U.S. Therefore, there are no specific categories to meet or numbers that can be admitted.
If the immigrants qualify for the laws, they then face the struggle of having enough money. The cost can differ, but most times it costs at least over $1,000 to gain a foothold as an American citizen. Sometimes it's even over $3,000.
So now that we've covered the basics of legal immigration, we can start to talk about illegal immigration.
If illegal immigrants are caught, they're usually punished. The most common method used to punish illegal immigrants is separation of the children from their parents at the border as a zero tolerance policy. In addition, those caught attempting to illegally cross, especially asylum seekers, have to wait across the border in Mexico for adjudication. So what do you think the problem is?
I mean, if they're desperate enough to come illegally, then there must obviously be something bad happening at their home country. And I don't think we should just have a free-for-all about who can come to our country, but I still think we need to treat illegal immigrants as people and not an object.
There's always a root cause to a major problem, and in the case of illegal immigrants, it is an ongoing issue because of the extent of their desperation in fleeing from their own wrecked country. By ignoring other countries' serious problems, and instead of trying to deal with the illegal immigrants themselves, it's not a solution so much as a method to keep disaster at bay temporarily. I think we, America, should be able to offer help to the countries and struggling immigrants in order to truly address the drawn-out issue.
So now that we've got some of our sides on the issue, we actually have a guest with us. Her name's Erica, and she knows firsthand about a few things about immigration. So we're going to ask her a couple questions and see what her responses are.
Are your parents facing any problems getting their papers processed? Can you also explain a little in depth about your parents' situation and your family if you feel comfortable?
Okay, so my parents face a lot of problems trying to get their paperwork passed and processed. So personally, I am a citizen of the U.S. I'm a natural born citizen. My parents are not. And they were born in Mexico, but when they got older and they got married, they had my brothers, they realized that life in Mexico just was not for them and for my brothers. They believed that life here would be much better than staying there. So my dad started to work here, and since he was an engineer, he got signed on to a company, and the company offered to support his visa and his work permit. So that's basically that they allow him to stay there. So my family moved over, and they got established in the program called DACA. So DACA is mostly used by young kids who are kids of immigrants and aren't citizens themselves. So my brothers are allowed to stay here, and so is my mom, as long as they keep working. That is the big rule, is that you cannot be unemployed, or technically you can't stay here. There is a ton of paperwork that goes into doing DACA. You have to always get your paperwork renewed every single year, and that is always stressful because there may be like a small like period of time where you may not have proper paperwork, so if you do get pulled over for a ticket, they could call immigration on you. And that is very stressful for my whole family during that time. And it also costs a ton of money to do paperwork. So for my brothers, Armando and Danny, who are now adults, and they've been here since they were probably 3 and 9. They went to Bethel too, so they went through everything. They are still struggling as they are not natural citizens yet, as even though they've been here for a very, very long amount of time. And technically, they cannot apply for citizenship until they get married to a citizen. And that will probably be the easiest way out.
So they can't, like, apply for citizenship even if they're not?
No, they cannot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So another struggle that I'm currently facing is the fact that I have all the paperwork that I need for everything, for college and for cars and for insurance, for getting my license. But it's very difficult for my parents to maybe show that paperwork because not a lot of places accept the paperwork that they have. So it's been a struggle for me to get my license. And when I go off to college, I'm not sure what I'm going to do because my parents can't exactly sign forms for me that well because they need proper identification from a citizen and they aren't citizens. And it's definitely a worry for the future, and I hope that when I turn 18, I can try to naturalize my parents, but paperwork goes very slow.
Okay. So would you like to voice your opinions on like what's currently happening with the immigration laws, with the government? And
yes. So when I started hearing about the border stories, or at least kids getting separated from their parents, I personally related to that because what's happening is the kids are citizens, so they can't leave to Mexico because they are not citizens of Mexico. People think that just because you're a child of an immigrant means that you can just go to Mexico. Like, that's the solution, just kick you out. But I cannot go to Mexico because that would be illegal immigration into Mexico. So if I were to, and my parents happened to get deported, I would have to stay here. There's no way I would be able to go. So that definitely scares me. But I think that we should take a second and realize that these are people who are risking their lives to try to get a better life for their kids and a better life in general. So the fact that we're just thinking everyone has an awful intention is just very wrong. And that I know that we should not just allow everyone, but we should definitely open policies and maybe try to find a solution to see how people can get over here better and easier and safer.
So what do you suggest be done about the whole situation?
Well, I think that families should not be separated. if there is a family caught here illegally, I think the kids should be kept with the parents. Mm-hmm. And the parents should not be separated from the kids.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I mean, I think before, like, we can address the immigrants that are currently in our country, I think we should look at what's going on in their country. And I know then that brings up the whole debate about the U.S. getting involved in foreign affairs. But I think if it's that big of a problem in our own country, then I feel like it would be a reason, I guess, behind stepping into other countries to help. Because if so many people are leaving one country, there has to be something bad going on there, that if we want to stop them from coming to our country, then we need to keep them from having a reason to leave their own country.
So,
and
from where I've heard from my parents, at least, and I've had family come over, of course, from Mexico, but from what I've heard, it's fearful in Mexico. It's not like here that the police are respected and that you fear the police. Mm-hmm. The police have no authority there. So if someone gets killed, then someone got killed. Or if someone got robbed, then someone got robbed. If you go to the store, you're always hand on your purse. Or where's your money?
Yeah, I mean,
or who's around you?
Yeah, I went, okay, so, like, I wasn't actually in, like, Mexico, but we were in a little island that was, like, attached to Mexico. And, like, even there, I mean, obviously it's not the same culture as, like, the rest of Mexico by any means. But, like, even there, it was a really big culture shock to now, to, like, here. Because, like, the shops and stuff, there's, like, no doors on them or anything. It's just, like, wide open. People are just, like, walking up and down the streets barefoot, you know. Like, well, that's not that weird. But, like, the shops being open and people just, like, coming in and going as they please. Like, people could easily take stuff. And then, like, they drove us past this one part of the island. And it was where their, like, military base was. And there was literally just two policemen standing out there with, like, big, like, rifle guns. Just standing there. And, like, the citizens just, like, didn't, like, nobody... It was normal, which was kind of weird to me and, like, a culture shock, but...
I think what's really sad about it, though, is that we as Americans that have never really experienced any of that, we're taking for granted what we already do have, because we have, you know, the Ten Amendments and we have these freedoms that we've known pretty much our whole lives. And for us to learn about countries that are not the same as America, to have that shock... from, hey, I'm a kid and I grew up knowing this is America, and to realize something different, it's just sad. And I feel like there should be more being done about it, especially because there seems to be no sympathy for the people trying to come into America, because yeah, they fear where they actually live.
Yeah. I mean, like, if we can't think of a major solution, I don't know if they actually already have this or not, because I couldn't really find that much stuff about it. But if we catch illegal immigrants, like, I don't think the first response should be separate the families and send them back to their country. You know what I mean? Because they're here for a reason. And I understand that there have been bad people that were immigrants in our country. But at the same time, especially nowadays, they're not any worse than Americans are. Like, we do the exact same things, but it's just going to be a first response is, oh, they're immigrants. Like, one crime and an immigrant did it. Like, send them, can't come into our country. You know what I mean? And I think that's, like, really bad. But I think we should have, like, housing or something specifically for illegal immigrants, like, in a certain area, and still treat them like people. But maybe if we can't solve all the issues, at least keep them in one general area. So we have a little bit of, like, more tabs on them, I guess, until they can start to get citizenship or get a deal or something like that. I mean...
Yeah, I feel like whatever, like, we as America, like, try to do as far as keeping these illegal immigrants out, it'll only cause more anger and more backlash, or, like, them to be more forceful with us. And... these countries that the immigrants are coming from, they're in awful conditions and no one is stepping forward to help them. I feel like the major reason is to why they're coming over. And it's a huge job to try to help, but I feel like a little attention to the root cause is better than none at all, and simply allowing all of those problems to run rampant and for nothing to ever be solved.
I mean, it's kind of sad because I feel like obviously when we're talking about this stuff, we're not saying all Americans, but I feel like we don't see certain people as equal, which is really sad. But like, okay, for example, and I know this isn't like the same type of thing, but when we have like rallies for women and like women marches and then like rallies for African Americans and like the whole Black Lives Matter thing and that kind of stuff, people support them and we're like, go them, and we get behind them and we want to support them. But then when we have immigrants in our country, like, I feel like nobody supports them. Like, our first instinct is to be afraid of them rather than try to help them. But then, like, not trying to be, like, stereotypical or anything, but if you were to see, like, on the news, you know, there's always those big debates about, oh, a white cop shot a Black kid, you know? Those are, like, that's always on the news a lot. And I feel like we, as a society, go to support the child super quickly because we think of them as a minority. But when we have immigrants in our country who are minorities and actually need help, we don't support them and we run away from them because we fear them. Because, especially with media and stuff, it's become, and like our children, it's become ingrained in our brains that like immigrants, sadly, are supposed to be the people we fear nowadays, just because of like, I don't even know, like that's just the first, people are like, oh, ISIS, and then anybody who looks anything like that, scared of them. And it's sad because, I don't know, it feels like we're going like back in time in history, but instead of like, you know, the people it used to be, now it's immigrants, but they actually need our help, which is, it's really sad.
Well, and I feel like the like the part of the reason why we fear them so much is because like we don't know them at all, and they come from a completely different culture or like country, mm-hmm. so we don't really know anything about where they come from, what their history is, and it is kind of sad to think that that's the only reason that we're doing all of this in order to keep mm-hmm. them out, instead of thinking, hey, maybe we should learn about their culture and like what their country is like.
Like, especially now with being so, having a such an accepting culture for the majority of the people, like, again, I know it's not the same, but we have an accepting culture in the fact that like, if you're gay or you're transgender or something, we're gonna be so instant to like accept you, and we want to like learn more about you and who you are, and we're interested in you, and we're not going to be scared of you or anything like that. But then we have immigrants and we're like, stay away from me, and it's not good.
Just a small little tidbit for me to wrap myself up, I guess. Just remember that when you see an immigrant anywhere, probably Spanish, Mexican, whatever it is, just remember that we're just people trying to get a better life. I mean, I've gotten comments with my mom because we speak Spanish. I know my mom can't learn English. It's really hard, guys, okay?
It's hard to learn Spanish. It's hard to learn English. I can imagine it's hard to learn English.
My mom doesn't know that much English, but English it's hard. English is stupid, and dude. We've gotten so many comments of like, oh, you don't know English. Like, she doesn't know English. Like, how is that? And it's like, it's hard. And just, I'm just a kid trying to get an education. And I can't even imagine how life would have been like.
It's awesome when you guys are talking in Spanish. Yeah, I think it's so really cool to me. I'm like, I wish I could do that easily. Like, I struggle saying me gusta comer. Like, that's hard for me. I want to be able to speak fluent. But, all right.
We're just kids trying to get a better life.
Heather, you got anything else to say?
Not really.
You good, Erica? Yeah. All right, so a huge thank you to Erica for helping us out and coming in to inform us on things we were unsure of and we didn't have that much research on. Yeah.
So, yeah, a big thank you from me as well. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you learned a thing or two from us today. I learned some things from Erica
as well.
So,
yes.
We all learned something today.
All right. Adios.
Bye. Hasta luego.